Let's talk with Larry Bodine of Blog for Arizona. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing today, John?
Well, you know, I watched Trump in Michigan, and I'm thinking to myself, good God, you can't have a president of the United States saying what he's saying, swearing in front of this group, asking people to chant, lock him up, and the idea he's calling one of the most powerful people in Congress a pencil neck. But this is my president. This is president of the United States. Good grief. Good grief. Your reaction?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I felt a warm, hot wind last night coming from Michigan, and it reminded me of a joke I wanted to ask you. Do you know the difference between the Hindenburg and President Trump?
Wait a minute. The difference between the Hindenburg and Donald Trump?
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
Well, one was a blimp, and the other one is a 250-pound Nazi gas bag.
Okay. All right. I'll tweet
anyway,
that.
You know, the crazy stuff that comes out of that man's mouth is he was blaming, let's see, the Democratic Party, fake news media, and the deep state for trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election. And, you know, it was just more preposterous, bloviating, and just this bombastic bluster, and, you know, a kind of a fact-free harangue. You know, I can't believe anybody takes this stuff seriously.
Amazing. By the way, you're a lawyer, you're a news reporter working for the New York News in New York City, award-winning newspaper. I'm wondering your reaction to the Mueller report. There's much more to be known, I would think, but what do you think?
Well, you know, nobody's seen the Mueller report yet except Barr. Well, you know, he took a 300-page document and boiled it down to 4 pages. So, you know, we really haven't seen anything yet. And they're busy, shortening it up and redacting it now as we speak. I mean, initially, you know, the 4-page report from Barr, of course, was a disappointment. But I think there's a lot more information that we're going to find in those 600 pages.
Yes, I think, too, if we can get our hands on them. And I think this is going to be an all-out battle to get a hold of it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Congress will demand it. The people will demand it. And I think ultimately it's going to be released. You know, you can't take something that inflammatory and that big and keep it secret. It's, you know, maybe we should call up, what's his name, over at WikiLeaks and ask him to hack the database and publish the publish the Mueller report on WikiLeaks.
What a great idea. I've been talking with Alison Jones, the chair of the Democratic Party. I'm going to be talking with Jeff Rogers after concluding this interview with you. I've been saying to myself and to others that are progressives like me, I can't even stand to watch the news anymore. It's just so depressing. I have no idea how I'm going to get through this all the way through to 2020. But I am seriously depressed over this whole thing. And I'm not sure what to do about it. I'm not going to harm myself. I'm just simply saying I have a great many of my friends who are Democrats and progressives that have no idea what the hell to do, because things I've turned around. You got Trump taking a victory lap. You got people saying, well, now he's going to win. Nobody's watching Rachel anymore. And CNN has less people watching. What do you think?
Well, first of all, none of that is true. You know, the circulation of the New York Times and the viewership of CNN and MSNBC have gone through the roof. And there was just an Emerson University poll released showing that if the election were held today, Trump would lose to any one of the 5 leading Democratic candidates, in particular Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. So number one, it's not as grim as you think. And number two, I actually have a number of progressive suggestions, because I could ask the question you ask a lot, you know, which is, what can we do? And what we should do is exactly what the Republicans did to take over the government, and that is to get involved in local Democratic politics. So let me give you a date and a time. I would ask all of your many listeners to write down, and that is April 4th, 6:30 p.m. That is when Lori Cinnamon and I will be jointly teaching a class at the Democratic Party headquarters on how to get involved in local politics.
Wow.
And the number one way you do that, John, is just to find somebody or some issue that you really care about and want to get behind. So let me give you some examples. You know, there's a race for Tucson going on right now. We have three wonderful candidates, Steve Farley, Raheena Romero, Randy Dorman. If you want to get active in local politics and learn how it works, I would sign up for one of those campaigns. If there's also an initiative going on in Tucson. It's the Sanctuary City Initiative, and they're looking for volunteers and support to put it on the ballot. If that's something that lights your fire, you know you should get behind that. We have Mark Kelly, who is going to run against Martha McSally for U.S. Senator. And Mark Kelly is looking for volunteers. He's looking for people who can help. And so just look out, look outside, and any one of these three ways or issues and people are ways to get involved. And then, you know, and then the second thing you can do is inform yourself better. I've stopped watching TV news because for the same reason. It's just too raw and disgusting to handle. I prefer to get my news a day late and thought through in the New York Times. And, you know, if you want to read news that is really going to encourage you and make you feel better about things, I highly recommend you start reading the blog for Arizona, an online newsletter. I write for it, as well as many people more brilliant than I do. You can find out what the issues are and what you can do about it. And then take a look at the Pima County Democratic Party website. I've been posting news articles and events on the page, and you're going to find a lot of things to do. And the point is you just got to stop yelling at the TV. You got to get off the couch, get out, and go to a meeting, and get involved. You know, meet other like-minded people, and you'd be surprised how invigorating that's going to be.
The Larry Bodine three-step program. I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, admit to yourself that you're being too negative. I like this. I like this a lot.
Yeah, that's right. And, admit to a power greater than yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to join, the Mark Kelly campaign, someone in the mayoral campaign, the Tucson City Initiative. You know, get your feet wet. These are all local elections that are going to make a difference. And, you know, it's all going to be good experience to get when the national elections roll around. So let me give you three terrific meetings.
Great.
That you can go out to that I highly recommend. One is on every Monday, and it's the Democrats of Greater Tucson. They hold it at the Dragon's View Chinese Restaurant, which has a really tasty buffet. And they have a speaker on a current topic of current interest, and all of the candidates speak. And it's a great way to meet like-minded people and meet some of these candidates face-to-face. Second of all, there is the Nucleus Club. It meets the second Thursday every month at the Vitamp Hotel. And it's a great little organization. Same thing, they have all sorts of candidates, speakers, you know, public leaders, elected officials. And it starts out with a tasty little cocktails and appetizers at 6. And then the program follows that. And then if you're up for going someplace on a weekend, I just love the Tankaverde Valley Democratic Club. You know, these are people who get up at 9:30 and, you know, we're all drinking our coffee and having our Danish and listening to candidates, listening to people talk about what they're doing out in political activities. And in any three of these are going to be really inspiring. So that's Democrats of Greater Tucson on Mondays, Nucleus Club on Thursday, Tankaverde Democrats on Saturday. They meet out at Risky Business. And, you know, John, if you go to one of these meetings, you know, you're going to find that you really enjoy it. And that's the first step to getting politically active.
Wow. I've taken notes on this, and I'm slightly more inspired I was, and a little more optimistic. There is something for people to do, and you can sit around and gnash your teeth and look at your shoes, look at the ceiling, and you know, worry about what's going to happen, or you can go do something. So your suggestions are amazing.
Once you do get active, there's a lot of, we've got like a top 10 list of things you can do, you know, starting with maybe you should write a letter to the editor. That would be a good start. Or wear a campaign button. There's all sorts of petitions now that are out that need signatures, including Outlaw Dirty Money. They just filed with the Secretary of State. You can sign these petitions or you can help circulate them. You can volunteer and work for a candidate. Or, you know, what I like doing is holding a house party for candidates. You know, put out all sorts of tasty hors d'oeuvres. You notice how food-oriented I am.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I think that that's because
what's
it works
on the menu?
So well.
Yes. Are we going to, do we have food here? Yes. Okay, I'll stay.
Oh, yeah. Food, drink, and a candidate. And then, you know, and you get a crowd of people. And the other wonderful thing about getting active in Democratic politics is you just meet really like-minded, wonderful people who think the same way that you do. In my experience, you know, they're all well-meaning, intelligent, well-educated people. You know, the kind of people you'd probably like to have as friends.
Wow.
You know, when the list goes on, John, you can email or call your representative, or, you know, you can sign up for what they call the Request to Speak system, which is a way that you can go online and tell your legislators whether you like or don't like a particular bill. And people just don't realize all the different ways that that they can get active. And then, you know, the ultimate, what I would really encourage everybody to aspire to, is to become a precinct committee man. That's what I do. And when you become a precinct committee man, you are officially a member of the Democratic Party, and you get to go to all of the inside meetings. You get to meet face to face with the party leaders. You get to find out what the election strategy is, and you really see that there's a lot of organized activity out there. But like I said, you got to get off the couch and stop yelling at the TV.
All right, Larry Bodine, thanks so much. Joe's a caller, but I'm going to hold him over to Jeff Rogers, which is my next interview. So, Joe, just hang on. I don't know. Well, if Joe stays, that's great. But I have to take a break. And Larry Bodine, thanks for being with us. And I feel better because of this conversation.
Right.
Thank you. You've inspired me. You have, indeed. Thank you.
I salute you, too, John.
Thank you. Larry Bodine, a blog for Arizona. Washington Post calls it the best blog in all of Arizona. It is a progressive blog. You want to know what progressives are thinking, whether you're a progressive or not. Just go to Blog for Arizona. They lay it out. They don't hide anything. It's there. You can read it. We'll be back in just a moment.